you have
welcome
to say.
Welcome to our religion podcast with
Miranda Vera,
Kristen O'Connell,
and Zoe Liu.
Today we're going to interview some people about baptism to look closer into the meaning of the sacrament.
Why do you think baptism represents your relationship with God?
I think baptism represents my relationship with God because when you get baptized, you basically are part of the church and you can connect to Jesus.
Today I'm going to interview my sister about the sacrament of baptism. What does it mean to say that you're baptized?
For me it just means that like I'm part of a greater community of people who share the same faith, and it connects me to a lot of other people, like for example, members of my family who I was kind of taught about religion by.
Okay, what do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
Just kind of like the environment of church, I feel like, and kind of the family as well, because, you know, sometimes I don't remember my own baptism, but I remember like going to other people's, like my younger cousins and stuff, so that kind of.
Okay. What effect has baptism had on your life?
Just like giving me a concrete connection to religion, and it's sort of a way to confirm your faith in like a less abstract way, because like something actually happened that like brought you into this community.
Have you been a sponsor or godparent for someone else? Okay. Do you feel you were ready for your baptism at the time you were baptized?
I mean, I was a baby, so I don't remember it. So I can't really say that I was ready because, like, I didn't understand what baptism was. But I think that, like, my parents did, and it was sort of, they were able to make that decision, and I don't, like, regret that they made that decision for me, so.
Okay. How has your faith developed since your baptism?
As I said, like, I was a baby, so pretty much all the development of my faith has happened after, and just kind of thinking about it in, like, a more personal way, and, like, how does this apply to me, and how do I personally connect with it, and how do I connect with, like, the community?
What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
Well, like, with adults, it's, like, their choice and their, like, decision. With babies, like, they don't really know what's going on. So it's, like, usually a family thing of, like, the parents being, like, this is our, like, what we think is best for the child. And it's, like, kind of related to all these other people in your life. And, like, with adults, it's, like, their own personal, like, what they want to do.
Hmm.
But, like, it's similar in that it brings you into that community of the church.
Yeah. How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or people of no faith?
It's like kind of the very first thing that people go through in order to become like Catholic, or I don't know if like other parts of Christianity have baptisms. I think they do. But like the first like experience that people have to help develop their faith and bring them into the community.
Okay. Thanks for letting me interview you. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Bye.
Question for you about your baptism. So the first one is, what does it mean to you to say that you're baptized?
It means I am one step closer to God and I feel relieved.
How is that?
Because it washed my original sin away.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
Associates with welcome, warm, and free.
What effect has your baptism had on your life?
It helped me become a better Christian. I feel backed up and I know God is always with me when hard time comes. It made me a better person too.
Have you been a sponsor or godparent for someone else? What is your understanding of this role and the responsibility that goes with it?
No, I have not. My understanding of this role is a person who named the child, and every big decision the child goes through, the godparents have to be there with the child and help him or her make the right decision.
Do you feel you were ready for your baptism at the time when you were baptized?
I was baptized when I was born, so I guess I didn't have a choice. But yes, thanks to my parents who made the decision for me when I couldn't myself.
Has your faith developed since your baptism?
As I grew up and studying more and more about God and Christianity, I fell more and more in love with it.
What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptism?
And infant baptism may not be what the infant wants, but an adult baptism is usually a decision that is thoroughly considered.
How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths, or to people of no faith?
It is to prove that you're free from your original sin. It means you enter the church and is closer to God.
All right. Thank you, Chris. That was it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Today we learned a lot about the meaning of baptism. Two different people of the Catholic faith. We hope you enjoy it.